Bank of Cardiff, this is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
What the fuck?
Hey, how you doing? Sorry,
hey,
I got
Bill.
Connected there.
It's okay.
I lost you.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So, what was the last thing you heard me say?
You were saying that you guys were been doing this for 13 years.
Yeah. So is this your first loan? Would it be your first loan with us? Have you taken a loan from us before?
I've never dealt with you guys before.
Okay. So usually that's what it is. I'm assuming you probably maybe had low balances in the statement or some negatives. Is that accurate to say?
No, okay. I'm not sure if it was low or... He said there was something with my statement that the bank account number wasn't on it or something. I just went to the bank and got, you know, he's asked for the last 6 months, so I just went to the bank and said, give me one, you know, because I didn't have anything on my files. Everything's, like, sent to me electronically, and it's a pain in the butt to sit here and print them all out, so I just went to the bank, grabbed statements, and he said that they just didn't like the way they looked.
And then they
wanted to go to this link, and then I'm looking at this link, and it doesn't even have... your name on it, says like BizFi or something like that, and I'm like,
yeah,
I don't trust any of this.
So let me do some explaining for you. So the reason why they're looking is because we deal with a lot of fraudulent customers that,
mm-hmm.
for that reason, like create fake bank statements and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is the reason why they want to go in there and look. And if you go and link in, BizFi is actually a lender, a close lender that we worked with. So they're like essentially a different entity of the bank, and we work with them, and they're the ones who are going to help us get you the funds. So basically, they're allowed to look at your funds in your account and just
mm-hmm.
verify that everything's legit. They don't ever take anything. They don't ever withdraw anything or make any changes because obviously they'll get shut down in a heartbeat. Right, and it's just they wouldn't do that. You know,
I hear horror stories of people getting
absolutely
electronically raped, and
No, this is something we do all the time. Like I said, we've been around almost 13 years now. It's just a part of the procedure, and I haven't seen the file completely, but with my previous customers, that's the reason why is that they've had some NSFs and. They when you sent the statement, it probably looked like it could have been made, so they just want to verify it. But they never go in there and arrange anything or delete anything or make any changes to your account. It's just we're not allowed to do that, and obviously we're not trying to go out of business. No offense for to take whatever you have in your account. You know what I mean? So it's it's just part of the procedure. If you're not obligated to do anything. Okay, so if you just want to see what we can do for you, I'd be more than happy to help you out and kind of walk you through the process. I don't know what the situation was. What amount were you looking for?
I was looking to see how much you see. What I have, right, is I have a concrete ready mix business, and I'm selling concrete for the majority. I go all year round, but for the majority, I go from, say, like March. Starts everything off, and then I go all the way up until, say, December.
Okay.
And I generate a lot of sales tax here in Massachusetts. They take 6.25%. And at the end of the month, I have to file it and pay it. But what happens is my money's all tied up in running the business between payroll and fuel and all my other costs that I never have set aside there. Sales tax money. So, you know, sometimes it could be like $10,000, sometimes it could be $5,000, depending on how busy our month was. So what happens is I wait all the way until December, and then I pay it all off. Well, what that's doing is, one, it makes me look like I can't pay my bills, because whenever I do try to get finance, and they see that, you know, like recently they put a tax lien on me because of that, which I do have that off now. You know, we were able to pay that. And I don't want to get back to getting a tax lien. I don't even want, I want to take some money, put it to the side. And when that's due, I can keep that current. Come in December, pay it off. I liked, you know, when I did talk to Nick, he said you guys didn't have any payoff penalties or anything like that. So come December, when I start collecting all my money, I can just get rid of this and do it again next year. And it would be a huge benefit to me to do it that way.
Absolutely.
And that's really all I want to do this loan for, you know what I mean?
That makes a lot of sense.
As far as like equipment and trucks and stuff like that, I'd go all the routes to get truck financing or, you know, equipment financing, you know what I mean? But it seemed like when I read, you know, up on you guys, it was a pretty simple, easy, you know, have your money within a couple of days. I know we had worked on it, and like, this probably goes back 3-4 weeks ago now.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to, you know, see what you guys could do for us, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely, and we help. It is usually a simple process, but a lot of, like I said, a lot of times there's been a lot of fraudulent activities, which is why we're a little bit more cautious now, so which is why they want to take a look. What were your sales last year?
I want to say it was 3.5.
Okay, see, that's why. You're doing so much in sales that they like, all right, we need to verify this to make sure, because well, you know, you're a top percentage of businesses that do that amount of sales in a year, right? Sure, so there's not, there's many businesses aren't even close to what you're doing. So they just need to verify that, see that what's going on and have access to it and look in it, but they're not going to do anything to your account. They don't go on there as a second like owner of the account. It's literally just to verify. And then we can see what we can get you. I mean, I understand what you're going through, and it sounds like we'd be a great fit. And it actually sounds like we would be able to do start a great relationship with you, just because.
Right, I would do this every year. I would.
Yes, you know.
It would work out. I know. I would pay less in interest to you guys than I would to the state of Massachusetts for the. You have no idea how bad they get when you don't pay them. I look at these penalties and this interest, and I'm saying, this is money you guys didn't even deserve in the first place. Now you got to triple the amount of money that, you know what I mean? So I can turn a $10,000 a month, and then next thing you know, I'm paying $15,000 for it. You're talking $5,000 that they made off of just me not being able to come up with my money, you know what I mean? And then on top of that, when they put a tax lien on you. They put a tax lien on you. They threaten to take your license and all your registrations and everything else, and it's like, that stresses me out every year, you know what I mean? I'm trying to run a business, and I'm not trying to go out because of something like that. It's just... You know,
absolutely. So how much are you looking for specifically? Do you have a ballpark of what you, an idea?
I would think, because like right now I owe them already from generating this year. I am already up to like, I want to say 80,000. So if I could get 80,000, catch that up, get that down to zero, and then keep for the rest of the season, say another 60 or 70,000. So say like 150, 160 would be okay. And then, you know what I mean? If I went over a little bit, I'd have, you know, a few thousand to keep up with it or whatever. And then, like I say, come December, January, I'd pay that right back.
Sure. That makes a lot of sense, Bill, what you're saying. And I feel like would be a great fit. If you want, I'll tell you what, let me verify, because I didn't send you that link. So let me verify with my manager, just to make sure all our ducks in a row before you even look at that link. And I'll get a link from them as well, and we'll see if it matches. And then I'll kind of walk you through the steps. And if you're able to do that, and then you're just you want to see what we can get, because with your sales, I feel confident that I'm able to get you anywhere between 150 to 250,000 just with your sales. You know, so I feel like we can do something here. Give me about 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes. I'm going to go to his office and pull up your account and kind of review everything and figure out what the steps are, because Nick's not here.
Another thing he bring up to my attention was on my personal credit. In 2014, we bought a piece of property and we purchased it for $1 million. And there was a tenant that was in there. And what we bought the property for was we were taking the building down.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, renovating it and putting a new building up, and National Grid. I'm sure you're out in California. You guys are familiar with National Grid. It's the power company.
Yep.
I called National Grid. I says, yes, you know, I just closed on this yesterday. What I need to do is set it all up in my name or our company names. So they got somewhat of the information. They asked me for my name. They asked me for my social security number.
Uh-huh.
And as we're moving through, they didn't get my business name, they didn't get my tax EIN number. They said, okay, we're going to need $25,000 for a deposit. And I says, why would you need a $25,000 deposit? They said, well, because it's a commercial account And based on the history of the electric user, I says, listen, I'm taking the building down. I'm not using power. Like, I want the power shut off.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, you can't shut off the power until it's in your name. So I made several phone calls, like, basically begging them, just shut the power off. Just shut the power off. Just shut the power off. Couldn't get them to shut the power off. The tenant, I couldn't get out of there. He was in there using it as a business. The bill racked up to $115,000 in electric use, which I never even touched. I couldn't get a shut off. And then finally, National Grid, 6 months later, shuts the power off. They call me up out of the blue one day. They says, hey, just so you know, we're shutting your power off. I says, just so I know. He says, I've been begging you. He said, well, don't you run a business? I says, no, I'm tearing the building. I can't even tear the building down because you guys won't shut the power off. So finally, they came to me like that, and they says, oh, yeah, we're going to, you know, as like a threat. Not knowing that that's what I've been begging them for. It's because it's such a big corporation. They have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
So now, when I just... this was December 2014, so all 2015, you know, we've been busy and everything else. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time that I applied for anything. Nick says to me, hey, you realize your credit score is a 480?
Yeah, 483.
So he sent me the Experian. And there it is. It's National Grid on there. And they personally attached to me. On Monday, I just obtained a lawyer. We're obviously in a legal battle right now between the person that used the electricity and National Grid for putting it on me personally. They had no right to put that on my personal credit. I mean, they didn't even complete the whole thing. I mean, I never really truly signed up. And then they just go ahead and attach that to me. They don't even have my address, so they didn't even know how to send me a bill. So I didn't even know any of this stuff was even going on.
That's crazy. So
I do. That's how my personal credit is what it is, and it really shouldn't even be.
Yeah.
You know, even if it was on the business, it would make the business look bad. But you know, I mean, I'm not going to pay $125,000 for somebody who stole electricity. You know what I mean?
So you got a lawyer then for that?
Oh yeah. Okay. We sat down Monday. We went over this whole thing and. It's going to be a lengthy thing. This is nothing, like my lawyer said, this is nothing we're going to straighten out. And even when I talk to National Grid, you know, because I keep trying to call them saying, hey, you got to take this off. Hey, you got to take this off. They're like, oh, geez, I've never seen anything like this before. I said, you guys did it. I don't know what to tell you. You don't never see nothing. It's your people doing this. I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I made it 3/4 of the way through the application before you even finished the phone call. You know?
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's unfortunate. I'm sorry to hear that. They really screwed you up.
I just got to give you that. I give you that background story. Just I don't know.
No, absolutely.
Looking at it.
But, so who's Augustine?
That's my brother. He's my partner.
Okay. All right. And I have here 49% and 49%.
Yes, and then my father is a 2%.
Okay, he's 2%. Okay. Okay, I'll go ahead and let me talk to my boss. Let me get some clarification on your file, and then I'll let you know what the next step is. I'll be in touch. Is it okay if I call you back on this number?
Yeah, please do. If I don't get back to you tonight, I have some things going on. I'll be available tomorrow, so if you can't get back to me tonight, I will definitely be available tomorrow.
Absolutely. I'll try to get in touch with you. If you don't pick up, we'll be in touch tomorrow.
All right, you said your name was...
Jeremiah, let me give you my number.
All right,
you have a pen or paper?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sir. It's 858
909 8867. Jeremiah. With the J or G?
J. So any issues, questions, you call me direct. That's my direct line.
All right, thank you, Jeremiah.
All right, Bill, we'll be in touch.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.